Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Cindy's Corner, bringing you timely topics in an informative and entertaining way from all corners of the world. In tonight's Cindy's Corner's talking point, my opening statement is going to be about being well-rounded, because this week, this conversation has come up quite a bit, especially with the articles that I wrote, and a lot of the political parties I have been to, and a lot of the fundraisers as we come down to the wire to our election in a couple of weeks. Now, I don't mean well-rounded in your figure. I mean being well-rounded as a better person by opening doors to learning new and interesting ideas and getting involved in different hobbies. I hope to help you this November by bringing you fashion, more fitness, decor, book recommendations, and getting ready for the holidays. Yes, my audience, our lives do not depend on November 8th. Our worlds will not end on that day either. Over and over again, I keep hearing that conservatives and Republicans are one-dimensional, and we only have one thought in our mind, and that is this election, whether or not it's the presidential, the state elections, or your local elections. But I'm going to share with you a little secret. We are way more than just one election. We are way more than a president, a senator, or a congressman. We are shaped with many different interests, and I hope that you will join me in November and other Republicans and conservatives and Democrats and progressives as well, in sharing in book recommendations, live theater recommendations, fashion, food, and getting ready for the holidays. We all love fashion. We all love good food. We all enjoy fine wine, live theater, and collecting valuables. So join me this November as we plan some great, great programs. We're going to have some live videos on my Facebook page and through Madison, and we're going to show the world that Republicans, conservatives, Democrats, and progressives all enjoy a lot of activity. I am extremely happy to welcome a very special guest tonight who is in the entertainment field, Peter Madrigal. And I am very happy tonight that on my show we are going to have call-ins asking questions and his other entrepreneurial interests as well. Many of you know Peter as the manager of Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant, Sir, but there is a lot more to Peter and a lot more to these people. The same way there is a lot more to me and to you and to your friends and your families. I hear from many of us that we can't wait for November 8th just to end this discussion of politics, just to turn on the news and see something else going on besides a comment or a new poll or another argument or another lie coming through or another lie not being truthful. We have had this going on now for 2 years. And I don't know, but I remember 2 years ago when the show started discussing getting ready for Iowa, getting ready for the first caucus. And it seemed like worlds away. Well, in some ways it is, and in some ways it's just like following me on Facebook, following me on Instagram, Cindy's Corners Radio Show, following my articles in Madison, and following my book, Rubber Room Romance, which will soon be going into another version, updated, because of all the things going on in our schools. In fact, I want to talk to you in my points today about another very sad issue going on. We've been following some of the activities in the New York City school system. Well, just the other day, a principal was beaten up by a student, and it is now a situation where people have to really be careful for their own lives. He is injured, and we have to do something to protect our staff, our parents, our students. Many times we talk about students being safe, but we forget about everyone in the school building, even secretaries and cafeteria staff and crossing guard all over. So please, if you haven't already, get Rubber Room Romance and discuss with your friends improving the education system, because it's something that everyone from the most liberal to the most conservative agree about, that something has to change in our schools. Before we get Peter on the phone, I just want to tell you that my guest for next week, and I know you're all excited because I have received so many private messages and phone calls about it. For my last show, before the election, my special guest is going to be my friend, Kendall Casey Unruh. I can't begin to tell you how many of you have followed Casey from Unbound the Delegates, to Vote Your Conscience, to fighting to change the rules in the Republican Party. Some of you know it if you've been following me for months, as we've discussed it in articles and on this and other radio shows. But we are going to actually talk about it in detail, with more details that have not been shared before, about our connection at the Republican convention in July in Cleveland, our support of Senator Ted Cruz, and what was true and not so true shared with the public about Unbound the Delegates and Senator Ted Cruz. So please join me next week, the last show before the election, to speak about the election and to learn more about somebody who many of you consider a hero for the future of changes in parties, because many of you feel our Republican Party will never be the same after this election. Kendall Casey Unruh. She'll also talk about her relationships with Senator Mike Lee and others in Utah who are now and are challenging what is going on. So next week, remember, Kendall Casey Unruh will be on the show. And those are some of my opening points. I hope that you remember to always keep an open mind when you're following all corners of Cindy's Corners. Let me tell you that our guest, Peter Madrigal. Now they've been showing on Bravo TV many of the original episodes from the prior season. Peter has been on Vanderpump Rules for all 4 seasons and will be a big part of season 5. He's a manager of Sir Restaurant and is also Lisa Vanderpump's right-hand man, as many of you see in previous episodes that are now being shown in reruns. In addition to that, Peter has many new ventures that he is branching out on his own, and he is way more than just a pretty face or way more of a or the man with the ponytail that tries to keep calm in a world that doesn't have so much calm. So please join me in welcoming Peter Madrigal when he gets on after this brief commercial.
So, you're still using the hotel website with the gentleman that played Captain Kirk and Denny Crane, or the goon with the beard and the strange uniform, or the talking lawn gnome to book hotels, car rentals, bed and breakfasts, or cruises. Are you kidding me? Let me let you in on something. You're not really saving money with those. Those are the new retail. Why pay retail when you can book your travel accommodations and pay wholesale? In fact, up to 75% off of standard pricing. Snazzy Traveler is the travel equivalent of the big box wholesale members clubs. But you don't have to go and look for a parking space and wait in line to check out. You can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on travel. And best of all, it's like having the services of concierge for just 27 cents a day. I'm serious. Snazzy Traveler has all the hotels and B&Bs you're looking for and more besides. They have all the top car rental companies and cruise ships and tours. But if you want to save big money and get great service, there's only one way you can get the deals I'm talking about. Go to our website, MadisonCPC.com, MadisonCPC.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and click on the Snazzy Traveler banner ad and get signed up. You'll soon discover why Inc. 500 rates Snazzy Traveler America's fastest growing travel website. Be smart. Be snazzy. Don't pay retail. Snazzy Traveler.
Welcome back. And Peter Madsa, I believe, is on our phone.
Peter, yes, I am. How you doing, Cindy?
Great. Before the commercial, I told everybody you're more than just a pretty face and a great head of hair. Peter is no stranger to managing scandal, cheating, and betrayal. As manager of Sir Restaurant and a regular on the hit Bravo TV series Vanderpump Rules, he certainly knows which rules can and will be broken. Peter, welcome to Cindy's Corner. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me on, Cindy. I'm grateful right now for you having me on right now. It's awesome. Thank you.
Well, Peter, we were discussing a little bit. As I said, next week is the season 5 premiere. You've been on. I've been watching a lot of the reruns, actually. And you've been on since season 1, episode 1. And
I've been on since the inception of the entire show. I was one of the first people cast on this thing. There was only like 9 people originally, and I was one of the first people cast on it, along with everybody else that is currently on the show. Myself, Jax, Sheena, Stassi, etc. We were all cast at the same time. And so far, the people that were cast on that initial run are the same people still on the show, with the exception of James and Lala, of course.
I was just going to say there was some changes, and Stassi's come back and forth, but is she going to be on the full season this year?
Is who?
Stassi.
Stassi, yes. Stassi's back.
Mm-hmm.
Stassi is back. Currently, she's going strong right now. And everything's been mended between her and me, so.
Well, I was just going to say, Peter, you're the quiet, you seem to be the quiet one. And when I had a lot of people ask me to call in, we actually had a contest for callers to call in to speak to you. You are so popular. But something that
Have you really?
I'm sorry?
Have you really?
Yes. And I have to tell you, they say you're the strong and silent type that's very relied upon by Lisa and Ken and Guillermo. So tell us a little bit about how you got started at Sir and how you got involved with managing the restaurant.
Wow. Well, back in 2008, I had graduated college. I was out of USC, and at that time, you know, we had the recession and all that stuff, so I was currently looking for a job, so I'd take anything. And my buddy Arthur, he was working at this restaurant called Sir, right? And so they needed another busser. I started at Sir as a busser, but it's a funny story because at the time when I was looking for a job, I had a part-time job at this place called Club Monaco. Club Monaco is it's a clothing store. The particular store I worked at no longer exists. It was on Sunset Boulevard. Anyway, the day before I went in for an interview at Sir, Guillermo walks in and I help him with some clothing. I help him pick out some stuff. And it was so funny because he asked me to come in to his restaurant. And it was very coincidental that my buddy, because I didn't put two and two together, and my buddy had gotten me an interview at the place that he worked at. So as I'm walking to Sir to interview, I see the guy that I helped out the day before. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're hired. You're good. You start whenever. Start tomorrow. And that's basically what happened. And as time progressed, at the time that I started there, we had this this manager. His name was JP, and he was literally the guy that was always there every day. You know, he was the head honcho. And he moved. He went back home. He moved, and so they had literally a void at manager. And at the time, we had barely started the expansion because when I first started there, it was a restaurant. It was just the restaurant. It was the original Sir restaurant. And then by 2010, when JP moved, we had expanded into the lounge currently. You know, at the time, it was a museum or something or other when I first started there. And then those tenants
moved
out. How long
ago was that, Clement? A lot of people want to know actually how many years you've been there.
That was 2010. So I've been at Sir since 2008,
mm-hmm.
a very long time. It's funny because Kristen Doty, she was there in 2007, and who else was there?
Now she's coming back full time to the show.
Yeah, she's still on the show. She's just not working at Sir anymore.
I was one of the original people
who worked there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Another question we got from listeners was, have you ever worked at Pump and or Villa Blanca?
I have some friends that work at Pump, naturally. And my brother, James, works currently at Villa Blanca.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never worked at Villa Blanca either. I just worked at...
And another question we did get, because we're going to get all the Vanderpump questions out first.
Yeah, let's bring them on. Come on.
This was another question we had. You had a girlfriend. Are you currently dating or are you single? And are we going to see you involved with anyone this season?
All for you to discover.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry?
That's all for you to discover. I'm not giving anything away.
Okay, what can you give away about this season? Because people are dying to know.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, it's like I don't want to give anything away because it's all spoiler alert. I mean, I can answer the questions as they come in, but the fact of the matter is that I can't tell you. I mean, like, currently right now I'm dating, but I'm not going to date. I'm not going to tell you who I'm dating. but, yeah, so I'm just, you know, currently – dating. There you go.
Okay.
I'm not dating the same girl that I was dating back in season four. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm dating someone else.
Then another one also, because Lisa's connected to Beverly Hills and because Orange County's
mm-hmm.
not so far away, are there Housewives regulars there? Like, do you know a lot of them?
Do I know a lot of who? The
Housewives.
Orange County Housewives?
Like Kyle or Brandy.
Oh, no. I only know Lisa. Lisa's the only one that I know. I used to know Brandy when Brandy was friends with Lisa, but I don't know Brandy anymore. I just know Lisa. That's it. You know, I'm not going to try and like make friends with my boss's friends. Like that's not.
Well, actually, a couple of people asked if a couple of them, and I'm not going to name who, but you can imagine if any of the women actually hit on you. Because you are, you know, so handsome, so reliable, so dependable. You know, Lisa can depend on you where she can't rely on some of the other men.
The thing is,
Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Now I got you. Yes, I don't know. There was a little bit of static. So now I can hear you.
Right. Sorry about that. No, here's my thing. When I'm at work, I'm very serious about what I do, you know? So if I'm at work, I'm not going to be – I don't really like to fool around. I just do my job, and I do it to the best of my abilities. That's all I care about.
Well, that's a great attitude, and that's an attitude that too many don't understand and take advantage of, and maybe that's why you are able to expand your horizons in so many ways and that you come across as the mature, responsible, reliable person there.
I must say,
One other question we keep getting.
Let's hear it.
Short hair, what's it going to be this season, long or short?
Well, if you pay attention on my Instagram and you pay attention to anything I post, it's all short. And it's not like short, you know, like shoulder length. It is extremely short, and there's no more goatee. And that part of my life is over. Like, you know, like I'm not going to grow out my hair ever again. I like having the, you know, the more James Bond, suave, GQ type of look. I'm not going to grow my hair out to the Captain Jack Sparrow look ever again. You know, I like having short hair. It's more manageable. It can be cleaner. It's not like, and then on top of all that, the funny thing is that when I had long hair, I just put it in a ponytail and that was it. You know, slicked it back, put it in a ponytail. I didn't care. With my short hair, I have a tendency to look at the mirror more and style my hair a little bit more and make sure that it looks better, you know, looks good,
mm-hmm.
which is,
well,
it's very
can
weird.
Can you recommend anything to my audience? I was telling them, you know, a lot of people do talk about your hair. They do like it in the pony. It always came across on television so healthy and so full. So part of that responsibility has now led you into other areas. So can you please tell my audience about one of your newest ventures featuring Hero products?
Yeah, so because one of the lasting effects of me having long hair was the fact that I was able to start working with a hair company out of Boston called Hero. And that's all it's on the East Coast. I'm trying to get it over here on the West Coast, which I've had some success with. So basically it's an all natural product, no parabens, sulfate free. And it, you know, I personally love it because it, for instance, the one product that I always recommend to everybody to use is the silk fluid, because you can literally style your hair. It's like a gel, and then once it evaporates, I always recommend to use wet hair when you style your hair. So once your hair is dry, it has a soft look. It doesn't look like it's a hard, helmet hair. It doesn't look like it's been gelled down. It has that soft, wavy look, which is something that I've always wanted, but I could never find with any other product. And then finally, I was able to become part of this company who had this product. And I was like, oh, my God, this is exactly what I've been looking for my entire life, you know?
Now, what exactly is the product? Is it a multi-step product?
It's multi-hair. So it's from shampoo to conditioner to – it's shampoo to conditioner to silk fluid, which is what I love, to actually heavier stuff like wax and paste and gel, et cetera. And then we're coming out with later on this year, we're coming out with a coconut based product that's more feminine. That's more female driven, because the one thing that some of the consumers say is like, oh, it smells too much like cologne. You know, it's more of a men's product, which I tend not to agree with. But, you know, it depends on someone's preference, I suppose. You know, their particulars.
But it's very unisex. What about for people like fine hair or thick hair, wavy hair? Are there different formulas, or is it a one formula, one solution for all hair types?
It's different formulas for different people. It depends on what you want. It depends on what you're looking for. If you want something that's harder, we recommend, you know, of course, the pomade. if you want something in between, we recommend maybe the gel or the silk fluid. Of course, our we have two types of shampoo. We have the regular shampoo, and then we also have the brass knuckle. The brass knuckle is to get all that gunk out. Or if you're blonde, it helps bring that luscious blonde color out of your hair. That blonde out of your hair. Like that's what the brass knuckle's for. It's either one of two things. If you have too much gunk, like from the gel, it takes it out, or it brings out the blonde color. So we have stuff for everybody.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a multi. So let's say I wanted to buy a Christmas present for the man in my life, I wanted to give it to a family relative. Where can we get this? How much of the approximate cost of it? How many pieces do we have to do to use the? Do you have to use the whole set, or can you use just one piece and see results?
You don't have to use the whole set. You can use one piece and see results. I always recommend using the shampoo, using the conditioner, and then using a product that you want your hair to be, you know. So you use the shampoo to clean it, deep cleanser, then use the conditioner, which is a mask. You leave it on for a few minutes, and then you rinse it out. And then afterwards, so I have a whole procedure that I shower with. So I'll shampoo my hair, and then I'll put the conditioner in my hair, and then afterwards I start soaping down the rest of my body, soap down my face, and then wash it all off, you know, because that takes a few minutes, right? So mm-hmm. after all that's said and done, then you have the option of like, okay, I always like to – there's the third part of the process is tonic. So we have a tonic spray that you spray in your hair. It really, really gets your roots tingling. So you get some growth in your hair. You have some health in your hair. It really stimulates your roots. And then after you use the tonic in your wet hair, you shake it all out, and then you use, I don't know, whatever product you wish to use. So it's about a 4-step process. Shampoo, conditioner, tonic, and then whatever product.
But if you do it in the shower the way you describe it, and just let it, it's really just a few minutes, and it's not really an inconvenience where you have to sit around a half hour. It's really a simple product, a step-by-step product, and you get
exactly.
results fairly soon. And it sounds like you get results fairly soon.
Oh, yes. It's almost instantaneous. I love the way my hair feels. This is the only product I use, Cindy. This is it. This is the only product that I ever use at this point. That's all. Mm-hmm. I can't see myself using any other product. It changed my life.
And how long have you been using it?
I've been using it for over a year and a half now. Literally a year and a half. It's amazing. We get it. You can type in, huh?
I was going to say, are we going to see it on this season of Vanderpump Rules?
Maybe in the background, wherever, you know, we're getting ready in the, you know, it's not like, it won't be in the foreground anywhere, but maybe in the background whenever we're getting ready to go out on the town or, you know, whatever we're doing, it might be in the mm-hmm. background here and there, you know.
Because
and
there are scenes when Jax does his hair or Tom Sandoval.
Yeah,
you know,
Jax loves the product. Jax uses it all the time. He loves the pomade and the wax paste. Those are his two products that he goes for. He has those. He always uses those. So yeah, Jax is a huge. He loves using those two products on his hair. And the website is myhairo.com. So it's myhairo.com.
And for all of you that don't remember it and are following me, I will have it up on my Facebook, in my Instagram, and I will have articles on Madison to make it easy for you to get the product, because Peter really is known for his hair. Just as well as he's known for his martinis and his margaritas and his being the person that somehow gets in the middle of the fighting
yep.
going on and the interacting dating. Tell you off screen, who were you close with from the show?
I'm very close, actually. I'm very close with Sheena. I'm very close with Jax and the Toms. I'm close with pretty much everybody. But, like, yeah, I'm closest with Sheena, Jax, and Schwartz. Those are my go-tos.
Maybe because you didn't sleep with them.
Yeah, that's true. I think so. I think so. Maybe it's because I didn't sleep with them.
I think we solved the problem here.
Yeah, that's basically it.
You do have a history with a couple of the women. I think probably
yes,
one
I do.
Of the most memorable Vanderpump Rules scenes that I remember, and I know people were talking about, was when you were doing the calendar, and you guys decided to take some extra pictures. Do you know which scene I'm referring to?
Yes, I do. It was season two, and it was kind of like the main picture for that season. And I know exactly. I was in the middle of a Stassi, Katie, Tina, Ariana sandwich.
Correct. You guys were every month of the holiday calendar.
Yeah, basically. And then the main picture, of course, with me with those four women.
Correct.
That was
you
so long ago.
You and guys with the dessert.
Yep.
So
I was the meat patty in their sandwich.
Well, speaking of Sheena and Mike, Shay, I'm holding in my hand a copy of a very unique magazine, brand new, that you are also involved with, called Amari.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about Amari magazine?
Yes, I can. So in 2015, wow, I'm like involved with all sorts of stuff. That's what I'm realizing. So in 2015, me and my business partner, George Rojas, who is he's my business partner in this magazine and the real driving force behind this thing. I'm more of just the face behind it. We launched Amari Magazine. We started talking about it in 2015 and then launched it in early 2016, earlier this year. And what happened was we were determined to like start it up with just a lot of contributors and people that were willing to buy ads off of us and seeing where it could end up, where we could go with it. And so far it's been a success. We just launched our second issue of the magazine this past Monday, which a lot of people, like, we've been getting a massive, massive amounts of love behind it. We literally have, people have literally been saying, wow, this is amazing. And of course, with anything that you do, the first time around can be a little bit like, okay, we're just getting new to this. We're trying to figure out what we're doing. And then the second issue, as far as we're concerned, the second issue just 180 degrees different, loads better. Just it's been and the support behind it has just been overwhelming. We have a lot of contributors now. Our website is amari.com, Amari Magazine, sorry, amarimagazine.com. And we've just been getting amazing response behind it. And a lot of people have, you know, they've just been congratulating us because they love the way the magazine looks. Our first issue featured Lisa Vanderpump on the front. You know, of course, like, I mean, she's been kind of one of those driving forces in my life. I love her. I love that woman. And I wouldn't be here without her. And so I had to put her on the first issue. Like, she was, I told my business partner, I was like, because, you know, cause we have connections to other people. I was like, no, it has to be Lisa. Lisa has to be the one on the front of this magazine specifically. And then the second issue, we decided to go with the cast of Eastless High, which is on Hulu right now. It's one of the best TV shows on Hulu. And so we went with the girls on the girls from that show on the cover. And, you know, it was a two-pronged thing because, you know, the month of October is breast cancer awareness. And then, of course, it's Hispanic Heritage Month, and the show itself is more Hispanic geared. So it was a perfect storm of things just coming together for this one issue.
Well, are you ready for your first call? Because let me tell you something. Due to time, we really had to pick people, make it a contest. So our first caller, I believe she's from New York, and her name is Judy. Judy, are you on the line?
Judy.
I think she's coming on.
I was trying to figure it.
Judy?
Hi.
Judy.
Hi,
hello.
Judy.
Hi. Who am I talking to besides Cindy? Who's that? Peter?
Peter,
yes,
from Bad Pup Rules. How you doing?
Oh, nice. First of all, love the show. And I was just looking at that Amari magazine while you were talking about it. It's awesome.
Thank you.
I was just checking it
Thank
out,
you.
Checking the website out and the Instagram page. So sorry I got interrupted with you guys while I was reading. Anyway. Sorry about that. A little rambling.
Right.
I'm rambling. But the magazine looks awesome, everybody. Check it out. I just did. It's really cool.
Thank you, Judy. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome, Peter.
That is amazing to hear. I love it.
Thank you. So, Peter, I do have a question for you. I have a couple. But
yes, ma'am.
I'll start off
okay.
with, how come you're not on the show more often? You're hardly on the show. You know, I really think you're like the voice of reason, but why are you not? I don't see you that often on the show. Any reason?
Well,
you need more airtime.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that it's, you know, it's because I am the voice of reason that I'm not on the show more often. It's because, you know, like, you know, audiences are geared more toward watching more drama. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not such a dramatic person. I like to be above board. I like to run my life, you know, like there's a lot of drama that goes on and I like to keep my head above it because I am the manager and I have to like make sure that everyone does their job.
Okay. I'm sure you do a good job. I have to tell you, I love
the
show. They crack me up.
Thank you.
Those guys crack me up. I'm thinking,
I love them.
Was I like this when I was younger? No, but I think it's really fun to watch these people implode or whatever. It is dramatic and very interesting.
Awesome. It's all good.
And, of course, I want to ask you about your hair. You cut it. I saw
yes,
that.
Yes, I did.
So was
yes.
that like to get like a more mature look or just?
Yeah, basically it was. It was well, one thing that I couldn't do when I had long hair was I couldn't wear a tie because it just looked weird. And now I wear ties all the time. I wear suits and ties and shirts. That's all I do. And, like, for instance, when I had the long hair, I was like, yeah, party, you know what I mean? Like, I was still mature, but I mean, I still had that side of me. So mm-hmm. I had, whenever I wore shirts, it was always like the 3-button rule. I only button 3 buttons and 3 buttons are undone to show my chest. Now, because I have, you know, I cut my hair, I wanted to go more corporate. I wanted to look more professional. And all I do is wear suits and ties now. And that's the way that's my gear toward life. I just want to look more professional.
So you're growing up is what you're telling us.
Basically, I mean, I've always had that grown up side of me. I've always, uh-huh. how do you say it? I've always been more of a grown up.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been mature, but especially now, I don't know. I just, I had a change in direction in my life and I wanted to look more professional.
Well,
as much
you.
As possible.
I saw you, you know, I was, as I said, I was looking online and it suits you. You're a good looking guy. So
thank you.
The longer hair, short hair, you could, well, I don't want to say you could go bald, but you know, I would look at you if you had no hair also. Let's put it that way.
Well, thank you. Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Judy.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Cindy. And how are you this evening, Cindy?
I am fine, Judy. Thank you for calling in and speaking with Peter.
Thank you. I enjoyed myself very much.
Thank you.
And hope to see you on the show. I'm going to check out the magazine a little bit more.
I hope
and
so. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
You know what? We're talking so much about your hair. Peter, I have a question for you. I'm sure my listeners want. Do you have a workout routine and a diet routine? I mean, you're surrounded by all this delicious food. Do you drink a lot because you're surrounded by all that? We know some of the others on the show drink a lot.
full disclosure right now, Cindy, I am enjoying a glass of wine right now while I talk to you, okay? I love my wine.
And
let
so
me tell
am
you.
I.
I'm
so
a
we're talking to the airwaves because I am also.
We are toasted to the airwaves right now. I love my wine. What's the word I'm looking for? Because of the drinking.
You do it in moderation.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, but I'm not going to shortchange anybody right now. I'm going to tell you that I love my red wine. I'm a wino. Like, I will literally have a glass of wine with you and talk to you about your day. That's the way I am. Mm-hmm. As far as drinking heavily, Well, I mean, last night we had a costume party because, you know, Halloween's coming up. And, you know, I do enjoy my tequila on the rocks. You know, full disclosure, that's what I drink. I don't drink. I don't have any additives. Yes, exactly. I am Spanish. So, I mean, there's only three drinks that I drink. Coffee in the morning, water in the afternoon, and wine in the evening. And everything, of course, I was talking to one of my buddies, Lance, who's in the magazine. He's a contributor to my magazine every issue, Lance Keys. Shout out to Lance. Hopefully he hears this. But he told me everything in moderation. So I do, like, I eat a lot of protein. I take my supplements. I do have a workout routine. But my one downside is I'm not going to say it's drinking, but I do enjoy my glass of wine in the evening. You know,
is healthy.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. But it's not one glass. Sometimes it can be a half bottle. Sometimes it can be a full bottle. You know,
it's even better if you're not alone.
Exactly. No, I'm with you right now, Cindy, and I'm with all of your audience. So I'm not alone right now.
Well, thank you for, you know what? Full disclosure. And of course, in your restaurant, with Lisa's Wine Line, you've got plenty of it.
By the way, her sangria is amazing. I love her sangria. I will say that about her sangria. It is amazing, especially the red. The pink is also really good, but the red, it's like drinking, I don't know, heaven. It's literally drinking heaven. Love it.
Well,
based on
what we see on TV, we understand that you know how to fully enjoy it, but know your limits and still know how to be responsible. So that's what counts.
That is what counts.
And like you said, you eat a lot of protein. I mean, you're surrounded by all the food in her restaurant. What are some of the most requested foods, and what are some of the things people, you know, like, what do you stay away from that's too tempting there?
Well, my favorite dish that I stay away from is the shrimp risotto. That is so delicious. I have to stay away from it because, you know, once in a blue moon, I'll eat it, but it is amazing. And the highest ordered dish there is the goat cheese balls.
The famous goat cheese balls that everybody eats around.
Everyone eats those. I go up to a table and I ask them for their appetizers. I'm like, let me guess, you want goat cheese balls? Everyone's like, ha, how did you know? I'm like, I've been here for a long time. So that is the highest ordered, that is the most ordered appetizer on the – actually, that is the most ordered thing, period, on the menu. Everybody, every single table orders the goat cheese balls.
And what's the most popular drink ordered?
That is what?
The most popular drink ordered.
The most popular drink order? I'd have to say one of our signature cocktails is a strawberry. Everybody orders that. There's a lot, like, it's sweet and sour, a little bit sour, but because we put lime and lemon, but very sweet, you know, and a lot of people love that drink. So, yeah, it would be the strawberry, highest order. And it's actually really good, too. We puree all of our strawberries. In fact, everything that is made at Sur is, all the drinks that are made at Sur, we make them there. So, in other words, you're not going to just get a bunch of, like, people, like, dumping lemon and lime juice. You're actually going to get people muddling lemons and limes, you know. And then the strawberries, we puree the strawberries every day with a little sugar and a little water, pureed.
I believe we have another fan on the phone, and I believe it's Heather from Indiana.
Heather! All right.
Well, you were just talking about the drinks, and that's what I wanted to ask you about. Can we look forward to any new trends this season? And then you kind of talked about the strawberry, so I didn't know if there was anything exciting to look forward to like that. That's kind of going to sweep. I'm in Indiana, so we're a little slow to get things here. But, you know, looking forward to, you know, a new drink option.
Indiana, awesome. Hoosier State.
That's right.
That's awesome. As far as new drinks go, we do The Pinky. That's one of our, I mean, but that's been around for a while. We actually like to stay with stuff that we know works, you know? Does that make sense?
It absolutely does.
Yeah, we like to stay with, and we don't like to get too complicated because we're not like a mixology bar, you know?
Okay.
We like to stay with stuff that people will love, but not take 5 minutes to make. Like a mixology bar will, like, it'll take like 5 minutes to, oh, they're going to add green chartreuse and ginger and, et cetera. No, we're very proficient with our ingredients. We like to use fresh ingredients, but at the same time, it's not going to take like 5 minutes to make a drink just for you to, like, maybe you'll taste it and be like, oh, I don't really like this at all. And then send it back. You know what I mean? You'll like every single thing that we make.
I think the fresh ingredients make all the difference in the world, so I think that's awesome.
Exactly. That's the way I see it too. As long as it's fresh, as long as it's muddled, and as long as it's, shaken properly with the right amount of alcohol, you'll love it.
Great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Of course. Thank you, Heather.
Peter, do you, since you do this all the time for a living and you're asked about it constantly on your days off, are you busy making drinks constantly, or you take it easy?
No, Cindy. I'm just drinking wine on my days off. Okay. The hours between coffee and wine are useless, so I have to, like, start early.
I was going to ask you a little bit more about Amari, because you said there was a big party for it. And the first cover had Lisa, and the second cover had the cast from the Hulu series.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about where you see this magazine going and what's going to make it exciting and new with each feature. How often are you planning to come out, and how can people get it, and what are some things you plan to do with this as it expands and grows?
Well, something that we plan on doing is we want to get it all across the nation. That is our first goal. And then afterwards, we're going to expand overseas. I already have someone working in Australia. Hopefully, we can get get traction there and start expanding in Australia as well. One of the things that we want to do with it is, see, we're called Amare. And Amare, it means love. So our slogan is, we love everything. So one of the things that we want to do is just, for instance, this last issue was about fashion. And the first issue we did was about entrepreneurs. The next issue we're going to do is going to be about entertainment in some capacity. We don't like to stick with one thing. We want to explore everything. That is one of our number one goals. We don't want to be, like, cornered into one piece of content, like, oh, you're a fashion magazine, so you're going to stick to fashion. Or, oh, you're an entertainment magazine, so you got to stick to entertainment. We want to branch out. We want to explore. We want to look at everything in the world. We love it all. And we want to write about it all and cover it all. You know?
That's sort of what my show is about. In fact, that was a big part of my opening points when I open each show with opening points. And tonight was about expanding your horizons and trying new things and being involved in all different kind of interests. So it sounds like it's going to be all compact and wrapped into one.
Yes, exactly. Our next issue is going to be about entertainment. Huh?
And it's in a glossy, compact issue.
Yes, exactly. Our next issue is going to be about entertainment in some capacity. And we haven't decided exactly what we're going to focus on. But like I said, every issue is based on something new, something different, we don't want to do anything really controversial. So we're not going to cover politics at all. So don't get started on that. But or religion. So other than that, anything under the sun is what we are going to be doing.
That's great, because there are so many things besides politics and religion that people don't know about, need to learn about. And when they learn about it, it's fun. It's fun to share. It's fun to explore. You get ideas. I mean, just looking at the magazine, that I have in my hand with all the different styles and all the different types of entrepreneurs you have there. I mean, you're a perfect example. I mean, people know you from Vanderpump Rules, and yet tonight you discuss you're an entrepreneur with a hair product, a magazine, you're going to expand in different areas, you're continuing on the show. So that's great. That's just
thank you.
Totally great.
Thank you.
And it really brings to people to see that, yes, this is a reality show, but your reality is just, this, you know, the show is a small part of Peter's reality. There is a whole other side to him.
I try to expand my brand as much as I can. The one thing that I wanted to get across with the magazine was that we do love everything, and we don't want anything that can potentially divide us as people to be part of this magazine. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Religion and politics, we leave it out. We leave out religion and politics. If you are a magazine that covers religion or politics, you do your thing. Those are potentially divisive. Those are potentially divisive ideas, or they're divisive, you know, they're just divisive concepts in general, you know, because one person may like Republicans, et cetera, Democrats, whatever. What we want is to love everything. That's why we're called Amaret, because we love everything. We don't want anything divisive in this magazine. That is our number one goal.
And that's
you know?
A very positive attitude. And it comes across, even before you would discuss the magazine, it seems like it comes. You have Amari in every part of your life, this positive attitude, this professional
yes.
attitude, this fun
yes.
attitude, this loyalty to your friends, your loyalty to Lisa, how you described how you had to have her on the cover because she's done so much to you. A lot of people don't feel that way about their bosses the way you do.
I love my boss. I love her. I love all my bosses, actually. I respect them so much. But they've given me so much that I can only express love for them. You know what I mean? And that's the reason why they trust me so much. I will not, you know, I don't stab anybody in the back. I've never have. I never will. You know?
Uh-huh. I have a question from you from somebody who actually emailed it to me. And it's something
okay.
I've been in touch on tonight. So this email comes from a girl in New Jersey, and she asked, tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, how you grew up, your family, if you want to share.
Okay. Sure, I'll share. It's funny that you bring that up. I just got an email from my aunt in Texas, actually, that we're going to have a family reunion this coming July. So I told her she was hoping myself and my brother, who happens to be my roommate, could make it. And I told her, I might make it, but I'll have to ask permission first. You never know. I might show up with cameras, and it might be part of the show. Because everyone on the show has explored their parents and, you know, aunts, et cetera, except for Peter. Peter's never brought any of his extended family members on the show. So I grew up in South Texas. I was born in South Texas, and I grew up in Texas. Went to high school in Texas. I was homeschooled till high school. And then I went to college at Blinn College in Brenham, Texas for about a year and a half. Can't remember. That was 2003 to 2004. And then 2005, that's when I moved to Los Angeles because I had gotten accepted to the University of Southern California, where I graduated 3 years later in 2008 before I started at CIR, which is – it's kind of weird looking back on your life being like, wow, I've lived in Los Angeles for 11 years. I'm officially a Los Angelino. I'm a Californian. But yeah, my mom's Scott Irish. She's from Seattle, Washington. And my dad is Hispanic. He's from Texas. And they met in Arizona. Both my grandparents, my grandpa Hector, my grandpa Ronald, both served in World War II, if you can believe that. So I come from a very patriotic family. My parents had seven kids. I'm the eldest of those seven. One girl, six boys. So
wow.
Yeah, my parents got married and got busy. Yes.
I feel
extremist Roman Catholic family.
Is your sister married?
Mm-mm. Not yet. Extremist Roman Catholic family, yeah.
I can imagine what the brothers do to those potential dates.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I don't want to know. You get intimidated when you see a guy like me. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Or even my brother Paul, who's kind of like the same stature as me. All of us came out, you know, like I look more Hispanic because of my father. But my brother Paul, who's second to me, came out looking white with blonde hair. It's very weird, you know. I don't know how to explain. It's just the mixture of the genes. You know, my mom's very, very, my mom's side of the family is very white, very pale. Whereas my dad's side of the family is very Hispanic, very brown, you know. So I came out tan. Dark features, dark hair.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the things you do on your day off for fun?
I don't, you know what, to tell you the truth, I really don't have fun. I mean, like, one of my favorite things to do is get together with my friends, specifically, yeah, my friends being the people from the show, and, you know, we just drink and have fun, you know, just hang out. That's fun for me. I mean, I like to watch, you know, someone that I'd like to meet eventually is Gordon Ramsay from Kitchen Nightmares, because that's one of my favorite shows on television. I mean, it was one of my favorite shows on television. I like to watch reruns of that while I pass out, you know, when I go to sleep at night. That's one of my favorite things to do. But, yeah, I love a lot of films. I'm not a big TV person, although Game of Thrones is one of my favorite television shows. I will watch that, you know. Whenever the new season comes out, I'm on. I'm watching that. But other than that, you know, I loved Entourage when it was on. I love movies, though. Movies, to me, they're just an escape. And it is escapism. So when I see a film that comes out that is, like, dark and brooding, you know, like the new Superman versus Batman movie, oh, it's so grained in reality. I don't go to the theaters to watch realism. I go to the theaters to escape realism and watch escapism. You know, and that's one thing. That's one of the reasons why I think that Marvel is more successful than DC. Marvel may dabble into a little bit of what's going on in the real world, but it's light and lighthearted. Whereas with DC, it's like, oh, so dramatic. Oh, this is real, and it could be taken real. It's like, no, 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 no. We don't want to see that when we go to the theaters. We want to see something that takes us out of our reality and puts us in a great state of mind, elevates it. And that's basically what I do for fun. It's like I hang out with my friends, I go to the movies, and I have a lot of wine.
I
drink.
Speaking of escapism, I can't believe the hour is done and that I can speak to you forever. You are just such a great guest. Please remind everybody when the season premiere starts.
The season premiere of Vanderpump Rules is on November 7th. Be there. It is going to be
Bravo
awesome.
TV.
This season is going to be amazing.
8 o'clock, right? 8 o'clock Eastern New
It's
going to
be, yeah, primetime television. Don't miss it.
And I believe
season 5, guys.
I think that last year Vanderpump Rules ratings were even higher than a lot of the reality Housewives shows.
Oh yeah, no, we're one of the highest rated shows on Bravo, and Bravo, I love Bravo. Bravo's gotten us to this point. Bravo's helped me in my life, so yeah, I love Bravo. Mm-hmm. Nothing but love to those guys.
And again, your hair product and your magazine. Tell them the names and where to find it. And
my hair product is called Hero, and you find it at myhero.com, myhairo.com, myhairo.com. And then Amare is my new magazine. We're issue 2 right now. We're going to be coming out with issue 3 in January, amaremagazine.com. You can go on there. You can find – we have about 11 bloggers right now that contribute to the magazine. I have my business partner from Hero contributing to the blog space on Amara Magazine about hair product and hair cocktails and the different combinations you can use. We have cocktails coming in that you can try out at your own place. We have a lot of contributors to that site. And what we want to do is really, really empower people and bring people up, make other businesses grow with us. That is the main purpose of Amari Magazine. We love everything.
And that's one of the goals here at Cindy's Corner, to bring people up to date on topics that are informative and entertaining from all corners of the world. I will have the information of the hair products and the magazine on my Facebook page, on my Instagram, my Twitter, and you can also find my book, Rubber Room Romance, which is going into an updated version and a new print on my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and on the Madison CPC website as well. Peter, it's been
love
a
it.
Pleasure.
I want to read it. Thank you so much, Cindy. This has been awesome.
It's been a pleasure for my listeners and myself, and I look forward to having you on the show again. And the next time you'll fill us in on, I'm sure you'll have two or three more projects the way you're going. So thank you so much.
I'll let you know. Thank you. Thank you so much. This has been an
honor.
Again,
I want to remind everybody, next week, Kendall Casey Unra, and it's the last listeners, it's your last chance before the election, and listen in, and we will discuss everything that has been going on the past 2 years that have been leading up to Election Day. From my corner to yours, good night.